This is Mistress Emma Jane from FetishPhoneSexCalls.com. There is a phenomenon that I can never quite get over, despite how many times I hear truth to the fact that it is obviously a given. That is the matter of a very small penis being a big, big bully. Oh yes, the man who owns such a little cocklet tends to think that he is so in charge of his business. However, the cold, hard truth of the matter is that little man downstairs is the one who is actually in charge. He's commanding, demanding, and incorrigible. He's a little attention whore. He wants to be noticed all the time, and in order to get his way, he makes sure that the small penis owner pays attention to his every little whim. Oh yes, he is completely out of control and has no intention of slowing himself down. The issue here is that women just don't like this incessant masturbating. There is no reason for this, and you appear to be like a wild animal, a rabid one, who has no control, no awareness, no caring over what he does. He is simply on a mission to meet his goal, and that goal is jerking and coming as much as is humanly possible. If this seems to apply to you, if this rings a bell, there is one way that you can harness your tiny little foal down there, because we know it's certainly not a stallion. The one way you can get control of him is to seek out a masturbatrix who will dole you out a healthy amount of small dick humiliation and regulate your masturbation, whether it's by putting you on a schedule, monitoring you, locking you in chastity, teaching you to control yourself in some way. Whatever it takes, she does have an answer. Will your tiny little pickle in your pants approve of such assistance from a masturbatrix? Why, of course he won't. That is not part of his plan. Will he care anything for the teasing, edging, being pushed again and again, not allowed to immediately pop his little cork whenever he wishes? Oh no, he won't care for that at all. But the real question is, will your masturbatrix care if little man gets upset by whatever she has in store for him? No. No, she will not care. It is not her problem. Her purpose and goal are to teach you containment. Cocklet. Containment. And that is exactly what she'll do. She'll mock the little fellow and remind him why it is that he is an attention whore. It's because he isn't getting any action from a woman, so you are left to attend to him. That, however, is no excuse for all that touching, groping, pulling, and fondling. So little Dick will be reminded that it is not a free-for-all in your pants. Masturbating every moment of the day that you can, it's not acceptable. And your masturbatrix will teach you how to put that in perspective, how to get yourself in order. If the above description applies to you at all, then you probably do have a problem with your little pee-pee being a bully. In that event, you need to have that little dick wrangled. He needs to be put in his proper place. This is where I come in. Pick up that phone and call 800-601-6975. I know you have at least one free hand, because it couldn't possibly take two to deal with that little dicky-doo in your drawers. When you call, I will be letting you know just how to check his little attitude and make sure that you learn some self-control, that you realize allowing a small, pathetic dick to control you is perfectly unacceptable. And things are going to change.